Election Day was almost upon us. The editorial endorsing Kamala Harris had already been written when William Lewis, CEO and publisher of The Washington Post, announced the paper would not be endorsing a presidential candidate, ending a 50-year tradition of doing so. Immediately after the announcement, the Post began bleeding subscribers, 250,000 of them within 4 days. Several staff members resigned in protest. Longtime opinion writer Ruth Marcus titled her column, The Post, The Wrong Choice at the Worst Possible Time. Owner Jeff Bezos wrote his own column explaining that the Post can no longer ignore polling that reveals falling public trust in journalists and the media. What presidential endorsements do, he wrote, is create a perception of bias. He said ending them is a principled decision. Other newspapers, the LA Times and USA Today, took the same action, citing awareness of their own lack of credibility. The Washington Post is not profitable and is becoming less so. Subscribers are turning to smaller independent news outlets and social media. But to do good investigative reporting, a news organization needs a large infrastructure. Covering the U.S. government takes a huge staff. Post has these things. But, Mr. Bezos wrote, his paper and the New York Times talk only to a certain elite, and increasingly, only to themselves. It would be good to have a centrist D.C.-based paper. If the Washington Post took serious steps away from its role as purveyor of leftist propaganda, it would be better for all of us. Mr. Bezos also reportedly told the Post management it needs to hire more conservative columnists. Radio host Eric Erickson suggested that if Jeff Bezos is serious about creating a balance, the paper should also add conservative editors and reporters to break the left-wing worldview infused into the news product they produce. It would take deep structural and ideological shifts for the Washington Post to shed its reputation for extreme bias. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.